Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of Galatians chapter 5, I was continuing with the definitions of the works of the flesh by defining revelings. Well, that's a controversial one, so follow along today. Foundation for the Bible. Next is murders. Well, you'd say that's the work of the flesh, yeah, but isn't it interesting? We're looking here at the works of the flesh, and just think of all these things that we've covered so far. Envyings and variance and hatred. I mean, it's strong words, but how about uncleanness, fornication, lasciviousness, idolatry, emulations, and all these things? Well, listed right there with it, same level, is murder. So I just point that out and just say this kind of gives you an idea of how God thinks about it. Now, murder means exactly that. It's a sin to murder. It's a sin to murder babies by abortion. It's a sin to murder by euthanasia also. It's not only come to the U.S., it's already starting to set in the United States. And soon you're going to see doctors making decisions that it's not an idea of euthanasia. It's an idea they say, well, they can't make it any further, so we're just going to go ahead and give them drugs that will cause their life to end. Next is drunkenness. And drunkenness is exactly that. It's drunk. It's drinking till you're drunk. Okay, drunkenness is a work of the flesh. It's never under liberty. Okay, revelings. Revelings, okay, that's also in the same context as murders and all these other things, adulteries and so forth. And people try to put revelings under liberty when it's just as filthy and rotten in God's eyes as drunkenness. You see, the word revelings is derived from the word komos, the god of feasting and reveling. The Greek god in that day. The idea that's behind this is a party type person with impurity and obscenity. Included were songs, music, and drinking. They may get falling down drunk, or they might just have a social drink. Just a little bit of drink, but it makes them feel good. With a party going on, with a party-type atmosphere, party-type attitude. Now, this is why it's not included with drunkenness, is because it can be social drinking. It made a distinction here. You could be drunk at a party and be wrong, but showing the social drink aspect is wrong as well. Now, some say everybody drank, even Jesus. Well, those who say that do not say that on very good authority. They've been misled, and I hate to say it this way, but either purposely lied to or told that by people that did not understand. We can authoritatively say that the scriptures testify as follows in Proverbs chapter 20 and verse 1. Wine is a mocker. Strong drink is raging. And whoever is deceived thereby is not wise. Now, this does not say that they were drunk. Some try to say Jesus made in Cana of Galilee intoxicating wine. If he did, he made 120 gallons of it, because that's what would have held those firkins and of all those barrels. And so with them holding 4 to 6 firkins apiece, it'd been about 120 gallons. So after they had drunk everything that was in sight, they drink that. So what you're saying is that Jesus would get a whole group of people falling down drunk and falling all over themselves. Yet it seems like the governor of the feast made a pretty clear-minded statement to him, doesn't it? Well, Proverbs chapter 20, verse 1 says nothing about drunkenness. Also in chapter 23, verse 31 of Proverbs, look not thou upon the wine when it is red, when it giveth its color in the cup, when it moveth itself aright, even before you take a drink. Now, the New Testament word in the Greek is oinos. Could be 100% alcohol, but could be just plain old grape juice. Either way, whatever it is, it could be either way. And so you said, well, how then do we know? Well, the context will usually tell you. The context will usually tell you. Now, Jesus would not have contradicted the Old Testament law, would he? As well as the New Testament, he would give the words about reveling or social drinking and things like that. Would he be drinking that himself and fixing it for others if you just have these words we've just read about? Let's think in the Old Testament, Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 15. In Habakkuk 2:15, it says, woe unto him that giveth his neighbor drink, that puttest thy bottle to him, and makest him drunken also. Now, woe to give him to drink, and then also to get him drunk, both to drink and to drunk, that thou may look on their nakedness. Now look, many guys years ago, and I don't know how they go about it today, but these guys that would date the young girls and these young ladies would try to get a bottle of wine of some kind to just to impress them with it. But they were getting them to drink with the idea in mind that they would loosen their morals and loosen them up for sexual activity. And there was a purpose in it. So be careful. Just be careful of attributing to God that which is evil. Would Jesus have contradicted then the Old Testament law? No. Would he have contradicted this stuff in the New Testament? No. See, there's entirely too much research with the climate of that area to show that the grape juice did not ferment that very day that Jesus made it. They did have ways of preservation, and they used them. Now, in the rest of verse 21 here of Galatians 5, and he says, and such like, just in case they left anything out, this is then to cover it. There's a war between the flesh and the spirit. And too often, there are Christians who try to justify various workings of the flesh, whether it's CCM, the movies of their filth, the drinking, to immoral behavior. For an example, how could this be wrong if we love one another? I was foolish and I married the wrong person. Oh, I've been married before. This time we know we love each other, and so it's all right to do this without marriage. I don't know how many times I've heard that. And they often end up broken as well. So the rest of 21 says, and I think it's easy to understand, there he says, and such like. You think about that. And such like. So he says, revelings and such like, of which I tell you before, as I have also told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Wow, that's pretty strong, isn't it? Now, it's easy to understand and think that this is referring to salvation, but it's really not. It's addressed to Christians, not to the unsaved. We need to understand that they which do such things is in a continual action tense. So to walk in the flesh as a settled choice and principle of life is far more serious a matter than to fall into sin through weakness and carelessness and be saved so as by fire. Now, King David is an example of falling through weakness and carelessness. But we see repentance in his life. Now, there are some idiots out there that, and I shouldn't use the word idiots, forgive me of that, but some that are teaching that all the kings that were wrong after David are wrong because of David's sin. They would have never gone wrong if it wasn't for David. Why did David go wrong? If you're going to blame other people's sin on him, then we ought to blame his sin on somebody. You know what? All of us can actually go back and blame Adam and Eve. Isn't it great? We're not responsible for our sin because it's Adam and Eve's fault. Now, it's time for people that are teaching that David is the reason so many kings of Israel went wrong. It is time for them to mature in the Bible and mature in understanding and just simply grow up spiritually. You're responsible for your own sin. Problem today is that we don't want our children, we don't want our grandchildren, we don't want them taking responsibility for their lives or their sin. But it's time they do. It's time they do. We see the opposite in 2 Timothy 4:10. It says, "For Demas hath forsaken me, having loved this present world." And so, just instead of just falling and then getting back up, no, he just left it all together. And when we get to chapter 6, verse 1, that's when it says, "If you see a man overtaken in fault, you which are spiritual, restore such a one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted." So we've got to be careful ourselves that we don't get to a point where we just overlook the sin and act like, well, it's all right. It's not all right. We need to see that the word inherit has the idea of receiving an inheritance. This is not saying here in verse 21 that anyone who engages in any of these forms of 17 sins and such like, or does one of them on a regular basis, is not saved. Rather, it's showing us the loss of reward. Reward that God had intended to give them in the eternal kingdom of God. Reward that would cover them in the new heavens and earth. But instead, because of these choices, they are saved so as by fire. Again, the point is that the works of the flesh are being pointed out so we may know if something is of the flesh or of the spirit. When these things enter something that we think is spiritual and it will accomplish a good cause, we are then turning the grace of God into lasciviousness. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the Sermon Library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation for the Bible stand.